Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dad Gags.
Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Have you got a funny joke? What's up with now?
Let's go.
Only a red FM.
Who's going for three in a row?
You are going for three in a row.
All right, let's go.
Hat trick. Hey, let's go.
I need you on my side here now, listeners. A man walks into a bar. He's got rickets, scurvy, bubonic plague, gout, shingles, pink eye, ringworm, hepatitis A through C, whooping cough, measles, mumps, strep throat, Lyme disease, hand, foot and mouth. And the bartender says, what is this, some kind of sick joke?
I like it. Good start.
All right.
The invisible man married the invisible woman. The kids were nothing to look at either.
Oh, God. I broke up with a girl once because she wouldn't stop counting. I wonder what she's up to now.
That's my dog pays me rent for sleeping in the spare room. He's my border collie.
Oh, God.
I was in a shoe shop yesterday morning trying on some new shoes and I said to the assistant, it's really tight. And she said, try with the tongue out.
Okay, it's really tight.
What do you call a Spanish guy who's lost his car?
Carlos.
Yay. Yay. But you can also call him a cab.
Oh my God. Kids, pay attention. Are you ready? I've got a joke for the kids this morning.
Okay.
What do you call an unwell seven?
I don't know.
A 6-7!
6-7!
My wife tells me that I'm the cheapest person she has ever met.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen the movie Frozen, so I asked my 8-year-old son to summarize it for me, and he said, if I summarize it, it'll be called Melted. Boom, boom.
Fun fact, lads.
Yeah?
Around 60% of people who watch The Cure live in concert actually watch Placebo and enjoy it just as much.
Brutality.
That's a perfect joke.
I've decided to record a Christmas record called Duvet Know It's Christmas. It's a cover version.
Yay! Yeah. That's the joke of the day. I love it.
I recently took a poll and found 100% of occupants were really angry with me. Why is that? Well, their tent collapsed. I'm donezo.
The older I get, the more I think about the hereafter. I'll go to the kitchen and say to myself, what am I hereafter?
Oh,
I'm winning that one. I don't know if anyone says.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Donal and Emer. Loved that 6-7 joke.
We love the joke. 6-7!
Oh,
yeah.
Now, because there was a few little bumps in the road yesterday in Pop Quiz, we had to bring him back.
We did.
To be fair. It's our primary school teacher from the North Mon, Mr. O'Mahony. Yay! Hello again.
Hello, how are things? Good morning.
Hello, Moontor. How is everything?
Keeping?
Not too bad at all. Do you have issues with the
6-7?
Is that a thing in your class at the moment?
It is currently banned.
Okay.
Yeah, right. A lot of schools have banned it. A lot of schools have, Morgan. That's the way it is.
Do you understand what's going on? I know it's a meme, it's a trend, yeah. It's a TikTok-y thing.
Apparently, it's the height of a basketball player. I'm not sure which basketball player.
And it became it went into a hip-hop song, and then it became somebody shouted it at a game, and that original video blew up, and now all the kids are at it. So
and the irony is that basketball player is only 6'2". He's not actually 6'7".
He is when he jumps.
He's the basketball player, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll go away eventually. All these things—the hawk tooth thing—it all goes away after a while. All right.
Oh, stop! Eventually, this one is dragging. No, I must say, this one is dragging.
This one's going on. All right. Yeah, but they like, look, it just—it brings them so much joy. And if oh my god.
God. Yeah, not the learning, just the 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7!
Oh, leave it off!
Oh, God.
All right, buddy, let's go for it. This morning, let's do a little bit better, and hopefully we'll get you over the line for 1,000 euro. Right?
Let's play in 3-2-1.
Arnie Slot is the manager for what Premier League side?
Liverpool.
What meat would you traditionally eat for Christmas dinner?
Turkey.
Yeah, question number 3. The Carra race course is in what county?
Kildare.
Saoirse is the Irish word for what?
Freedom.
And question number five. Who wrote the series of Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
On what TV show did Mickey Jo Hart rise to fame?
You're a Star.
Question number seven. In which film does Morgan Freeman play prisoner Ellis Boyd Redding?
Shawshank Redemption.
Question number eight. What company was originally called Kadabra? A company was originally called Kadabra before they rebranded.
Oh God, I have no idea.
Just one of the biggest in the world at the moment.
Take a guess.
At the moment, I'm going to say Amazon.
Question number nine. What is the biggest, most streamed Netflix show of all time?
Of all time, yeah. Netflix.
Quickly.
Squid Game.
Question
game.
Number 10. Which poet wrote A Road Not Taken?
Shukra.
WBH. No clue.
Just on the nose. You said WBH. Do you know what? You did much better this morning. Did you get over the line?
You did.
Liverpool, turkey, unless you're vegetarian. Kildare, freedom. What's the fake turkey called? Furky. Oh, yeah. Furky, isn't it? Furky. What's it made of again?
Lads, I'm sorry, but I don't know if I'd eat anything called furky, would you?
Faux turkey. Fake turkey.
Oh, is that what it stands for? Yeah.
It's made out of
tofu. It's made out of tofu.
Tofu, yeah. Food made gorgeous. Out of made out of toes is not for me. JK Freedom is for Saoirse. JK Rowling is correct. You're a Star for Mickey Jo Hart. My God, that was 20 odd years ago, maybe a bit more. Shawshank Redemption is correct.
Such a good film.
Oh, this is a good guess. The company originally called Kadabra was Amazon.
Yes.
Good man yourself.
Well done.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Squid Game. Is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
9 out of 10. Which poet wrote The Road Not Taken? W.B. Yeats. It was Robert Frost.
Shudder. I love I don't care because I never heard of him. At least I'm not kicking myself. That's
all right.
You did really well. You got 9 out of 10 there.
Be very, very proud, Mr. O'Mahony.
Well done.
This is the other thing about it. As a 9 out of 10er, you have to come back again.
You do.
If you get 9 out of 10, you've got to come back and play it all over. In the meantime, it's another voucher for €50 for Easy Living Interiors.
Brilliant. Thank you.
We'll talk to you. Maybe this side of Christmas, maybe after in the new year, whatever.
Exactly,
anyway.
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I give a quick shout out before I leave?
Go on, of course you can.
Can I say hello to everyone at the Marvel Club, all the staff and all the members there? They're just kind of a social club for children and adults with additional needs. Just hello to everyone there.
That's
fantastic. Lovely. Yeah. Where does the Marvel Club operate or what do they do?
We're based in Ballincollig and we just kind of carry out camps, end of term camps and mid term camps and just have as much fun as we possibly can. You can find us there on Instagram.
Marvel Camp. Give them a follow, everybody. Yeah. Brilliant stuff.
Perfect.
Well done.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Morgan, thanks.
Appreciate
Take care.
That.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen of Cork, there she is, survivor of a 4-day wedding. It's Kelly Murphy, everybody.
Guys.
Welcome back, Murph. Welcome back.
It wasn't 4 days, to be fair.
That was 7 days. That wedding's been going on for 6 months, actually.
It has, I suppose. You know, it does like go on a bit with like the hen and everything, and it does.
It's a long road to the altar, isn't it?
It is. Was it always this kind of dragged out in your day?
Yeah, as it was.
In your day?
When I was a youngster.
Back in the 1900s, was it?
But they are super fun.
They're super fun, but they're huge amounts of work and they're bloody expensive, aren't they?
But you know what? Yeah. When it actually comes to it and everyone is together, like it was a school friend, so we were all together, so it was great.
Oh, brilliant.
People flew from Australia, New Zealand.
Wow.
What was the scandal from the wedding? There's always a girl at the end of the night with no shoes on, with makeup streaming down her face, crying into a handbag.
No.
Were you that person?
Yeah, it's always me.
There's flip-flops in the bathroom for you now and everything.
She told me she loved me.
I know, yeah.
They put flip-flops in the bathroom.
They do, yeah.
Heels are sore, Casey. Yeah.
I know, they are.
You can't last all day in them.
Yeah.
A stack of them. Sometimes slippers as well, isn't it, Kel?
Yeah.
Yeah, slippers or flip-flops.
God, they think of everything.
Lads, I'm going to change the subject here slightly. If you're getting into a cold car this morning, I want you to consider teabagging.
Good morning.
Teabagging.
Teabag your car.
We've been doing it all wrong, lads. We've been
dangerous.
Washing instead of teabagging. We're being advised that you should always carry used...
What? It's imagery we don't need.
It's used tea. I'm talking about used tea bags.
All right, go on.
We've been advised to carry old used tea bags in our cars because apparently they act as a... Are you all right there, Rory?
He's not. You broke him. So old tea bags do what?
You've got a tea bag. You've got to do some tea bagging in the car.
Tea bag.
Old cold tea bags, you wipe the inside of the windscreen and it acts as a natural dehumidifier and it stops it from steaming up.
I would have been the opposite.
The windows in the studio have just steamed up as well. Okay, you heard Victoria. In case you didn't say it enough, tea bag your car. Red FM
Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
7:37 in the morning. Lisa, Doja Cat, Ray, Born Again. Of course, Good Times. This is Red FM. Someone says, KC, does she know? I don't know. Does she know what?
I just tried teabagging my car there and I bumped me off the heating.
It says here on WhatsApp, this is from Eric. Kelly's back after a 4-day wedding. Myself and the new missus got married last Saturday the 15th. Had her honeymoon directly afterwards. Today we're back at work and back to normality. Oh. My God, that is whatever about back to work after a holiday, back to work after a wedding that's the tough one. Anyway.
Casey's Eric, giving you a little radio hug, aren't you, Casey?
Just a little, a little radio high five. I hope you and the missus had a great time. Why didn't you take a month off? You should have.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
More times. All right, what is going on?
Loads going on last night in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We had H taking on the Bush Tucker trial. It was called Night Night Sleep Tie, and he actually managed to take home 11 stars back to the camp.
Well done, though.
So well done.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to play that. I shouldn't have played that.
And then we had another taste of Tom Reed Wilson's incredible, and I mean unbelievably incredible, accent ability. Remember he was doing it the other day. He was taking off H. This time, last night, he was basically playing a geezer. But have a listen.
So now everyone is going, okay, is this kind of Queen Elizabeth voice, is that just completely
just
put on?
One of his voices.
Well, he's a trained actor, so he's able to do loads of different characters.
He's got a bank of accents.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait, Tom, you're gay?
It's impossible to believe, isn't it? This beacon of Butch.
Just couldn't
believe. How can I be?
No, it's all a masquerade.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Oh, my God. What's your type? What's your type for women, then?
Yeah. Well, you fit the bill. You totally fit the bill. You're taken, mate.
I am taken. I'm sorry, Tom.
Yeah. Do you know what? That Tom character with all the fancy language, it is so exhausting. Much nicer to hang an ear. Oh, God.
He's so good.
That was him doing the geezer thing.
Yeah. Every time you heard the geezer voice, that was Tom. It's so far removed to his own accent.
How much, though, does he look like Prince?
It's
Prince.
I have to say, I hadn't seen that until you said it yesterday, and now it's all I can see. But yeah, we had Angry Ginge getting a little bit emotional as well last night. He was talking about him streaming, his first bit of streaming, and how he used to have his nan on with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a bit emotional having a listen.
I was streaming when I first started. I got her on with me. So I'd sit here and then I'd sit there, and then we'd just talk to the chat. People loved it. But yeah, she was kind of like the start of it as well. She's a long time to be away, really. On the outside, I just kind of have the option to text my mum, text whoever I want, and then in here, don't get me wrong, I know I'm going to see her again in however many days. It's just tough.
Yeah.
This experience will change him forever. Because he's just at that age, isn't he?
And it'll change him financially, as I was telling you earlier on. They are lining up to sign him up for loads of different corporate stuff and TV appearances and hosting duties. The word is they're going to try and get himself in H to do a kind of a next generation Anton Deck, perhaps. Anyway, we'll see
it
how
would
that
works.
It would indeed. Can everybody say good morning to my friend and everybody's friend? She's 5 years old. It's Sophia.
Hey, Sophia. Hello, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Casey.
Hello, little munchkin. How are you today?
Good.
And now, do you want to play the spin the wheel game and bring your whole family to Wonderlights?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Wonderlights?
No.
It's magic. You're going to love it. It's a forest full of lights and it's got animal shapes and it's just laser beams and it's the most magical place. Would you like to go there?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get everybody and we need to help Sophia out here now. Because she is only five, but she's super smart.
She is.
Vic, spin the wheel, okay?
Okay, let's spin the wheel.
You shout stop the lights.
Stop the lights. light.
Let's go. Oh, no, Sophie, it's another pesky science question, okay? What is the name of the chemical element that first isolated in 1898, whose discovery was announced on Christmas Day of that year, and whose name was derived from the Latin word for shining?
Radium.
Radium.
Good Lord.
Radium. Radium. Kelly Murphy?
Did I know it?
Do you know what radium is?
Yeah, exactly what Sophia just said.
Do you know what radium is?
Not a clue.
Any idea what radium is?
Yeah.
Sophia, you're going to win!
Well done, Sophia.
Well done.
There's brains, Sophia.
How did you work that out, Sophia? That's incredible. You are so smart.
You are super smart.
Do you know that? Okay, and I need to stop a jingle now so I can talk to you.
Well,
you're welcome. Come here, you're going to bring all your family to Wonderlights. You're going to be the hero in the house because you've won the tickets. Now, you could do something like, Mommy and Daddy, I'm not going to bring you. I'm bringing all my girls. But it's entirely up to you, okay? All right. Will you send me some photographs of you in Wonderlights? Will you send them into the Red FM WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Good girl. Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye.
Bye.
See you guys. Wonderlights is the biggest winter tradition here in Cork. Photo House is buzzing with spectacular lights. You can see all the bookings for Wonderlights at wonderlights.ie. And perfect for a first date, it says here as well, if you're looking to bring someone along. Such an amount of gigs that are going to be rolling into Cork next year, Vic.
It's so cool, isn't
Zach
it?
Bryan, yes, yeah. It's a huge amount of people. I got to admit, I need to go and listen to him because I was seeing the comments blowing up yesterday. Yeah. And people were hugely excited about this. I mean, he's done a good few shows up in Dublin. First time at Parky Queeve yesterday. Saturday, June 20th and Sunday, June 21st. Tickets going on sale on Friday, December 5th. Okay, so if you want to grab your tickets for that, those gigs will be gone.
They will, yeah.
In a wink. He's
got a huge following, actually.
Massive.
Yeah.
Now we've got Two Door Cinema Club rocking into town as well.
I love them as well,
The Nordy Trio will be at Live at the Marquee. James Arthur is coming to town. Kesha is coming to town. AJ Tracy.
Yeah.
And then for the Owlstock, you know the old mods of Cork. They're bringing in the mod father, Paul Weller.
Oh, he's so cool.
Front man with the Jam and the Style Council. Amazing live. I've seen Weller many times. Bellex One fans, that's another marquee gig for you. James Taylor, classic.
Yeah.
James Taylor will be here. And then another one that I'm really hugely excited about. First of all, Block Rock and Beats is coming back to the marquee. And also, the Marquee Masters. Saturday, 11th of July, live at the marquee. They're turning it into the Alley Pally.
Yeah, very cool for the darts.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive darts event. It's a historic night of sporting entertainment as the Marquee Masters brings world-class darts to Cork. I can just imagine the place. You know, they'll have it laid out, everyone dressed up, and Chase the Sun playing on loop.
Everyone won a speedboat.
Here's what you could have won, lads.
Is Luke Littler coming for that, I wonder?
Not on the bill at the moment, but we have Fallon Sherrick, Luke Humphreys, Simon Whitlock, and it's going to be hosted by Phil the Power Taylor.
Oh, yes, legend.
And lots of other, huge amount of other names are going to be added to this as they go along. But
a lot of darts fans happy about that.
Yeah, you're going to love that one.
Yep.
Where are you over there? You all right?
I'm doing all right.
I was reading an interesting study that came out of Yale University.
Yeah.
About how the lads had a load of monkeys. They brought them into a lab.
Right.
And they tried to teach them what money was.
Right.
It's about 50 monkeys, and they have a little community, and they introduced money, obviously starting to train the monkeys by giving them food.
Yeah.
And then handing them money.
Yeah.
So they learned, okay, this is an exchange thing.
Yes.
And then the monkeys started taking the money and hiding it in their little monkey house, monkey den.
Yeah.
What's the first thing the lads started to buy?
Inside the university?
Inside their little monkey enclosure. The little
first thing they started to buy, oh my God.
So they had loads of different things available.
It's not beer, is it?
No, it wasn't. So the lads started doing something with the money. Okay, think of it. You're a man monkey.
Yeah.
You've just got money. You go, I can get things with this.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're paying for?
I don't know.
They started walking over to the lady monkeys.
Oh, God. Yeah, go on.
Handing them money.
No.
Yes. For monkey cuddles. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
It took them about a week to learn. But, that works.
Kev's been on. He says, lads, that brings a whole new meaning to brass monkeys.